So you've built your little store from scratch. You know every customer's name. You bake the bread, mix the drinks, or handcraft the products yourself. Life's good. Then one day you think, what if everyone in the country could experience this? Exciting, right? But scaling from that solo store to a nationwide success is like teaching your cat to do backflips. It's possible, but you need a plan. And today, we're going to break down the marketing playbook that you need to take your solo store nationwide without losing what makes you and your brand so very special. And yes, there'll be humor, analogies, and a little common sense sprinkled on top. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. So let's start with number one. You got to know your why. Seriously, you got to write it down. Before you even think about opening that second location, you got to ask yourself this. Why does my store matter? What problem are we solving? And why are customers choosing you over the big chains? Think of your why as the yeast in your dough. Without it, expansion is flat, tasteless, and nobody is coming back for seconds. Don't just say, because I make good coffee, right? You got to dig deeper than that, because maybe it's because your coffee is the only place where your dog can sit on a chair and people watch with you. I don't know. You got to find that magic. But let me tell you, when you do, that's the why. That's what you solve. That's what makes you unique, and that's why people will keep coming back. Next, I want to talk about your brand and your processes, because scaling isn't based on memory, it's based on systems. Write down how everything works, your recipes, your customer experience, your marketing tone, packaging. Standardize your process everywhere you can so that every location in the future can replicate that same magic, right? It's like turning your grandma's secret cookie recipe into a factory line. Every cookie then tastes the same, and then every customer eating that cookie is happy. If your instructions are just vague and just say things like, just make it look good, don't be surprised when the next store serves a cookie that could double as a hockey puck. So now, are you ready for the secret to building nationwide awareness? Here it is. Build a marketing framework. Okay, this will become your playbook. And I want you to focus on three pillars. Firstly, local awareness campaigns. They're going to be ads tailored to the city, the state, or the region. Social media posts highlighting local events, staff, or customers at that location. Sponsored Instagram posts showing the new store ribbon cutting with local influencers and all those sorts of things. Next, let's talk about your national brand consistency. Here, I want you to see your logo clearly identified, the tone you speak in, messaging. It's got to be the same everywhere across all stores so that customers can recognize your brand instantly. The sooner they recognize it, the sooner that they go, yes, that's what I want. That's then found them. Hey, guess what? Tell a friend, they're here now. And that's what we're trying to create with your brand. Next, let's go look at data and feedback loops. And this is what I want you to track. Emails, campaigns, promotions, adjust them all before rolling them out nationwide. I want you to think of it like a band touring nationally, right? Local shows get different set lists, but the hit singles, the brand that stays the same everywhere, play the songs that people are expecting at that show. So when expanding, people need to trust you instantly, which is why you need some social proof and storytelling. What are you going to do? You're going to collect testimonials, case studies, and real customer stories. What are you going to do with them? Share them in your campaigns to show social proof your store is worth the hype. Social proof is like the seasoning on your food. Without it, even a great dish can taste a little bland, and nobody will buy from the best store in the world, according to us. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Scaling solo to nationwide requires automation and technology. You simply cannot do it all yourself. And increasing labor costs, you're gonna have to get on board with these automation and technology tools. This is where tech and systems become your best friends. CRM for customer communication, scheduling and inventory systems, social media scheduling platforms. Think of these tools as your clone army. They can do all the boring stuff while you focus on the growth. Now, every new store that you intend to open needs people who get the brand. It is important. They're front-facing. The brand starts and stops with them. And their local teams, they need your magic. How are they going to get it? Train them, empower them, and let them deliver the same customer experience that you do. So you have to share your playbook so that they know exactly what to do, how to think like you, how to be you. The store is a big, grand showcase of you potentially. Think of it like a relay race. You pass the baton. It's your brand and your systems, and you trust your teammate to keep running at the same pace. And if you're still listening, now I'm going to give you the ultimate gift, an actionable nationwide marketing playbook. Crowd goes wild. Here's a step-by-step exercise to turn your solo store into a scalable nationwide brand. Number one, audit your customer experience. Walk through your store and list every single touch point: signage, staff, interactions, websites, social media. Note what's working and what's inconsistent. Next, write your nationwide recipe. I want you to document your processes for every single aspect of your store. Include scripts, graphics, tone, and training tips for your team that you're going to be bringing on. Okay, next, create some templates for marketing. What are they going to post on socials? What's on the email? What does local ad campaigns look like? Make them plug and play so that each new location can customize them without breaking the brand. Think Canva templates, pre-written captions, stock photography ideas that capture your vibe. We want you to be able to create things that can be easily replicated. Next, plan your launch calendar. Decide when new locations open and what campaigns to roll out. Timing is everything. And we want you to align that national messaging with some local events, holidays, celebrations to make sure that you keep it relevant and real. Okay, next, focus on feedback and iteration. It's not a brand that's carved in stone and never to change. Collect data from those new locations when you open. Sales, social engagement, take on board any customer feedback that is constructive, and adjust your playbook continuously. Now, did we get all that? That was a lot. It was quick. If you're driving, maybe you want to replay this episode, go back, write it down. Here's some key takeaways again for scaling stores, scaling social, whatever. Now, here's your key takeaways for scaling solo stores nationwide. One, know your why, because that drives everything. Two, document your brand and your process, because consistency is king. Three, build a marketing framework and balance local campaigns with some national recognition. Four, create social proof and let customers sell your story. Five, use tech to scale. Automate all that boring stuff, okay? 6, empower local teams because they are the face of your brand. 7, implement a repeatable launch playbook. Templates, calendars, say it again. 7, implement a repeatable launch playbook. Templates and calendars, because taking your solo store nationwide isn't about luck. It's about strategy and systems and storytelling. Nail your brand, train your teams, and market intelligently, and you will grow without losing the magic that made your first store so successful. Now, if you want a step-by-step marketing playbook for yourself, guidance on creating some systems, or help aligning your team for nationwide success or global domination, the team and I are here to help. Because remember, scaling isn't just about opening more doors, it's about making sure every new customer feels like they've just walked into your first magical store. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.